In this series of lessons, we're going to be dealing with the subject of divine healing.
Dina seri pengajaran anu ieu urang ngabahas topik kawarasan ilahi.
From the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation, we find divine healing in the Holy Scriptures.
Dina kitab Kejadian dugikeun ka kitab Wahyu urang kenging keterangan kawarasan ilahi tina ayat-ayatna.
It is such an important subject and we want to take time to cover it and give you an understanding.
Ieu topik anu penting nu kurang dianggo waktos dina nalitian masihkeun ka saderek.
In this first lesson we're going to be talking about the Lord's will.
Dina ngawitan ieu urang nyarioskeun ka hoyong pangeran.
Is it God's will to heal?
Nah, leres Allah hoyong adamangkeun.
This is a question we must answer.
Daya pisan patarosan kada diwaler.
Let's begin by looking in the book of Matthew chapter 8.
Mangga urang ngawitan ningal dina kitab Matius pasal 8.
Matthew chapter 8 verses 1 through 3.
Matius pasal 8 ayat 1 nepi ka 3.
When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him.
Saparantos Yesus lungsur ti pasir seur jalmi nu nuturkeun.
And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean.
Terojol nu gering penyakit kusta nyamputkeun teras nyembah sujud gamanterna sareng nyaros pangeran upami kersa ngadamangkeun abdi.
Then Jesus put out his hand, touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
Terus Yesus nyodorkeun panangan nyabak jalma sareng nyaros kami daek sing cager sakadet netra cager.
This man whose body was filled with sickness came to Jesus for healing.
Kujur badana pinuh ku borok kusta nepangan Yesus.
But he had a problem. He didn't know if it was the Lord's will to heal him or not.
Tapi manehna boga masalah. Diterangkeun yen ieu kersana pangeran kanggo ngadamangkeun atawa pisana.
He knew that Jesus could heal him but didn't know if he would heal him.
Anjeunna terang yen Yesus tiasa ngadamangkeun.
He said, Lord, if you're willing, I know that you can.
Anjeunna nyarios, pangeran upami kersa tiasa ngawaraskeun abdi.
Jesus had to answer his question before he could minister healing to him.
Yesus kedah ngawaler satu acana mantena nyaikeun jalmi eta.
You must have the same question answered in your heart before you can receive healing.
Sadarek kedah kagungan patarosan anu sami sareng diwaler ku dina hate saderek satu acana.
Jesus said to the man, I am willing, be cleansed. One translation, Jesus said, of course I want to.
Now,
this leper was sure of Jesus' ability, but not sure of his willingness. Multitudes of people today are in the same position that this leper was in. They know that God can heal. They are absolutely certain of his ability to heal them of their sicknesses.
But
they're not sure that God is willing.
Tapi teyakin Allah kersaeun.
We must be sure.
Kurang mah kedah yakin.
The only place we'll find an answer to that question is in the Holy Scriptures.
Tempat kenging waleranana aya dina kitab suci.
We must take the time to prayerfully and diligently study the Word of God.
Kurang kedah nyisikeun waktos kanggo doa sareng rajin ngaos diajar dawuhan pangeran.
See what it has to say on this all-important subject of healing.
Nujareskeun sadayana perkawis kawarasan.
I was listening to a man teach one time and this is what he said.
Abdi nuju ngadangukeun anu ngajar.
He said, whenever you pray for a sick person, you always pray, Lord, if it be your will.
Andina reos iraha saderek ngadoakeun anu teu damang, saderek ngadoa upami kersa.
He said, Lord, if it's your will, heal this person, and if it's not, let him or her remain sick.
Pangeran upami ieu teh kahoyong anjeun, damangkeun upami sanes mah sawios teu damang wae.
This man went on to say that Jesus always prayed that way, and if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for him.
Ieu pamaget teras nyarios ka Yesus yen ngadoa sapertos kieu upamina lumayan, Yesus oge lumayan kanggo manehna.
It sounded very good when he said it, but is it what the Bible teaches?
Kadanguna ieu teh sae pisan waktu anjeunna nyareseunal eta, tapi nah ieu teh tinu kitab suci.
Did Jesus pray, Lord, your will be done, not mine?
Doa Yesus, Pangeran, mungka hoyong anjeun anu kalaksana sanes koyong abdi.
Did he pray that way concerning healing?
Anjeunna da saktos kitu kawarasan.
Look with me in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26.
Mangga urang tingali dina Matius pasal 26.
Matthew chapter 26, and we're going to be reading verses 37 through 39.
Matius pasal 26, ayat 37 dugi ka 38.
In these verses, we find the story where Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane.
In ayat-ayat ieu urang bakal mendakan carita Yesus di Taman Getsemani.
It's just a few moments before his arrest.
Ieu kajantenan sabaraha waktu satelacana anjeunna ditewak.
It is the night just before his crucifixion.
Sawengi satelacana disalib.
His heart is heavy with the thought of dying upon the cross.
Manahna karasa beurat sabengi mutan ngeunaan maot dina kai palang.
He knows what's awaiting for him, the sins of mankind coming upon him.
Anjeunna terang naon anu nuju ngantos nyaeta dosa-dosa umat manusia anu janten tanggunganna.
We find him praying in the garden.
Urang terang tangtos anjeun nuju neda dina taman.
Verse 37 of Matthew 26.
Ayat 37 ti Matius 26.
And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed.
Ayan wicandak tiluan eta Petrus anak Sibedius duanana manahna mimiti ngangres jeung palalaur.
And he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful even to death, stay here and watch with me.
Ngadalkeun kana tiluan kami teh nalangsa sarek paeh daraguan di dieu kami baturan nyaring.
He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
Anjeunna nuhun ama manawi kenging mah ieu lumur kasangsaraan teh candak ti abdi. Nanging ieu numutkeun ka hayang abdi, kedah numutkeun ka hayang ama.
Jesus did pray, Father, your will be done, not mine.
Yesus nanada manumutkeun pangersama nanging ulah numutkeun koyong abdi.
But was Jesus praying about God removing a sickness?
Tapi nanada Yesus nuju ngadoa ngeunaan Allah anu tiasa ngusir penyakit.
Was he even talking about healing?
Teras anjeunna oge ngadoa ngeunaan tiasa ngawaraskeun.
No, Jesus was talking about going to the cross to die for the sins of mankind.
Yesus nuju nyarios ngeunaan anjeunna anu sakedap deui disalib dinu kai palang. Maut kang dosa-dosa umat manusia.
He knew what was awaiting him.
Anjeunna terang naon anu nuju ngantosan anjeunna.
And his heart was dreading it.
Manana ngaraos sieun kana hal eta.
The Bible says when Jesus was upon the cross, he cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Kitab suci nyarioskeun Yesus dina kai palang. Anjeunna nyarios, ya Allah, Pangeran abdi, kunaon margina abdi dikantun.
His heart was heavy with the thought of it.
Manana ngaraoskeun beurat nyemutan pupusna.
And he was praying, God, if there's any other way to redeem mankind.
Anjeunna nyuhuneda, ama manawi parantos teu kenging sumingkir meh tina ieu lumur kasangsaraan abdi, Yesus sukalila ngiringan kana pangersa.
Nevertheless, your will be done, not mine.
Kumaha wae pangersa ama anu janten sangkoyong abdi.
It was a prayer of dedication and consecration to the will of the Father.
Eta hiji doa masrakeun sareng kataatan ka kuasa ama.
Jesus said, Father, I will carry out your will, even if it means going to the cross.
Yesus nyarios, ama abdi bade ngalakukeun pangersa ama malahan upami abdi kedah maot di salib.
Have we been instructed anywhere in the Bible to pray such a prayer?
Nah, urang dibewarang dina kitab suci, mana wae kanggo ngadoa sapertos kitu.
Yes, we have. Look with me in James chapter 4.
Leres mangga urang tingali sasarengan dina Yakobus pasal 4.
We're going to be reading verses 13 through 16 in James chapter 4.
Urang bade ngaos ayat 13, 16 dina Yakobus pasal 4.
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit.
Sok ujug kieu poe ieu atawa poe anu urang arek kadayeuh anu sataun arek balantik nyar untung.
Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
Berarti nyawa isukan baris kumaha tur hirup teh ibarat halimun ipis. Aya sakadeung sakedeung leus leungit deui.
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or do that.
Kuduna mah kieu, manawi Allah marengkeun kuring teh gaduh niat saja anu.
But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
Malah ujug jeung takabur, salah kabina-bina eta teh.
These verses deal with moving to a new location and making decisions for your life.
Ayat ieu gaduh hubungan ku cara mios ka tempat anu enggal, sareng ngadamel putusan kanggo hirup saderek.
We should always consult with God before we make a major move.
Urang kedana naroskeun ka Allah sateuacana urang ngadamel putusan anu ageung.
We should wait on Him and seek His will.
Urang kedana ngantosan anjeunna sareng milari pangersana.
Many years ago, I prayed to the Lord about moving to Central America.
Puluhan tahun kaliwat abdi ngagoda ka pangeran ngeunaan pindah ka Amerika Tengah.
I have a tremendous burden in my heart for Spanish-speaking people.
Abdi ngagaduhan momotan anu berat dina hate.
And I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, is it your will that I move to Guatemala? I'm willing
to go. Abdi ngadoa ka pangeran. Abdi nyarios pangeran na ieu teh pangersaan jeun. Atapi ngalit ka Guatemala.
For several weeks I prayed and prayed and laid it out before the Lord.
Salami saboraha minggon abdi teras ngadoa sareng ngamasrakeun momotan ka payunan pangeran.
Said God, I'm willing to go, your will be done.
Abdi nyarios pangeran abdi kersa mios pangersa anjeun nu janten.
At that time I wasn't sure what God wanted me to do and so I laid it out before him.
Ya waktu sarita abdi teu yakin naon ku Allah dipikahoyong ku kituna abdi masrakeun putusan eta ka anjeunna.
After a period of time God spoke to my heart and he said no you must remain here.
Saparantos sabaraha lami Allah nyarios kana hate abdi teu anjeun kada tetap cicing.
He sent me to a city in the United States to begin a church.
Anjeunna ngutus abdi ka hiji kota di Amerika nganggo ngamimitian hiji gereja.
It's the same church where we're taping this curriculum from.
Nyaya gereja anu sami tempat urang ngarekam pelajaran ieu.
We must seek the will of God before we make a major decision.
Urang kada milarian pangersala sateuacana urang barang damel dinu hiji keputusan.
There was a man in our church that is much like the people James speaks of here.
Aya hiji pamegat di gereja abdi nu sami sapertos jalma nu Yakobus sebatkeun.
He heard of a great opportunity to make money and become rich.
Anjeunna ngadangguji kasempetan kanggo kenging artos sareng janten beunghar.
So he took his family and he moved far away.
Anjeunna nyandak kulawargana lajeng ngalih ka tempat nu jauh.
He didn't ask God whether he should go or not.
Anjeunna teu naros ka Allah naha kedah mios asalapi henteu.
He said, I'm going, I can become rich.
Anjeunna tetep pade mios abdi tiasa janten beunghar.
The Bible says that is wrong.
Kitab suci nyareuskeun hal ieu teu lepat.
That he would just go without consulting God. So when he moved his family and got there, all of his opportunities vanished. He lost everything he had. His family broke up. There was not a church there they could go to. He made a big mistake by going.
Anjeunna meda mah hiji kasalahan ageung ku margi mios.
He should have prayed, Lord, if you want me to go, I will go. If you want me to remain, I will remain.
Sakedana anjeunna nanada, pangeran upami anjeun mikahoyong abdi mios, upami anjeun teu mikahoyongna abdi moal.
It is a prayer of dedication and consecration to do the Father's will.
Ieu teh doa masrahkeun sareng kataatan kana pangersama.
Many of you should pray a prayer such as this.
Di antara sadare sakedana ngadoa sapertos kieu.
When you're unsure of what God wants you to do, pray and lay it before the Lord and He will reveal His will to you.
Waktu sadare teu yakin kana pangersala kanggo sadare pidamel, mangga ngadoa sareng pasrahkeun rencana ieu ka anjeunna.
But the Bible does not teach us to pray such a prayer when it comes to healing.
Kitab suci teu ngajarkeun ka urang kanggo ngadoa sapertos kitu upami aya hubungan sareng kawarasan.
Healing is not even remotely mentioned in these verses.
Kawarasan teu disebat dina ayat-ayat ieu.
How do the scriptures tell us to pray for a sick person?
Kumandawuhan Allah masihan terang cara ngadoa kanggo nu teu damang.
Look with me in James chapter 5 and verse 14 and we will see.
Mangga tingali sasarengan dina kitab Yakobus pasal 5 ayat 14.
We're going to be reading James chapter 5 verses 14 and 15.
Kurang berdengar Yakobus 5 ayat 14 sampai 15.
Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Duluran anu garering kudu dipangangkeun pangurus jamaah anu kudu mangnedakeun jeung olesan ku minyak kalayan nyambat panjenengan Allah.
And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
Ku panada anu medal tina iman ka percayaan anu gering baris katulungan, ku Gusti baris dikersakeun sager, malah upama aya kasalahanana baris dihampura.
He said when we pray for the sick, we're to pray the prayer of faith.
Anjeunna nyarios waktos urang ngadoa kanggo anu teu damang, urang ngadoa nu lahir tina iman.
Not the prayer of dedication and consecration.
Sanes ngadoa mah serahkeun sareng ketaatan.
Faith begins at the known will of God.
Iman dikawitan ku pengetahuan karena pangersa Allah.
He didn't say, pray, Lord, if it be your will, heal this person.
Anjeunna teu ngadoa, pangeran upami ieu teh pangersa anjeun mangga damangkeun.
Let's look at this prayer of faith in James chapter 1.
Anggurang tingali dina Yakobus pasal 1.
James chapter 1, verses 6 and 7.
Yakobus pasal 1 ayat 6-7.
But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind.
Caratna nanadate kudu ku kayakinan ulah cangcaya jalma cangcaya masa ibarat ombak laut benang digebah kalau akleok.
For let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord.
Jalma kitulah bukan rasa baris menang karunia pangeran.
The prayer of faith is a prayer without doubting or wavering.
Doa nulahir timannya tehi doa anu.
It's a prayer we pray when we know God's will.
Hiji doa urang waktos urang terang pangersa Allah.
The prayer of dedication and consecration is prayed when we don't know the Lord's will yet.
Doa masrahkeun sareng kataatan nyaeta doa waktos urang teu acan terang pangersa Allah.
It is impossible to pray the prayer of faith when we do not know God's will.
Teu mungkin urang ngadoa nu lahir tina iman saupami teu acan terang pangersa Allah.
When we pray, Lord, if it be your will, we may be praying with submission to God and our hearts may be right.
Urang ngadoa pangeran upami ieu teh pangersa anjeun, urang panginten doa di sarangan ku tumut ka Allah sareng hate urang teu panginten leres.
But it is not the same as the prayer of faith.
Tapi ieu teu sami sareng doa nu lahir tina iman.
I must know it is God's will to heal before I can pray for healing and faith.
Abdi kedah terang pangersa Allah kanggo ngadamangkeun satetesna abdi tiasa ngadoakeun kawarasan di lebet iman.
Look with me in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11.
Urang tingali Injil Markus pasal 11.
We're going to be reading Mark chapter 11, verses 22 and 24.
Markus 11 ayat 22 dugi ka 24.
In these verses, Jesus teaches us what the prayer of faith is.
Dina ayat ieu Yesus ngawulang ka urang naon ari doa nu lahir tina iman teh.
Mark chapter 11, verse 22.
Markus 11 ayat 22.
So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God.
Anjeunna ngabaler nu matak sing percaya ka Allah.
Verse 24.
Ayat 24.
Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.
Sabab eta kami ngabejaan naon bae nu kumaranna dipenta disambat ka pangeran. Asal percaya insanya nama ku manehna geus katarima.
When we pray the prayer of faith, we believe we receive something.
Waktu urang ngadoa nu lahir tina iman, urang percanten urang tos nampi.
And we believe we receive it when we pray.
Urang percanten tos nampi urang ngadoa.
And when I believe I receive it, the Bible says I will have it.
Waktu abdi percanten abdi nampi, kitab suci nyeroskeun abdi bakal nampi.
One version says you must believe that God has granted it to you and you will get it.
Versi sanes, maneh kudu percaya yen Allah parantos nganugrahkeun eta ka anjeun sareng maneh bakal nampina.
The prayer of faith knows the will of God.
Doa nu lahir tina iman terang kana pangersa Allah.
I know from the scriptures that by Jesus' stripes I'm healed.
Abdi terang ti dawuhan pangeran yen kabilur-bilur Yesus abdi didamangkeun.
I know Jesus healed all that came to him.
Abdi terang Yesus ngadamangkeun sadaya anu dongkap ka anjeunna.
I read in the Bible, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Abdi ngaos dina kitab suci yen anjeunna sami kimari ayeuna sareng salamina.
I determine from these verses and many more that it is God's will for me to be healed.
Abdi mutuskeun tina ayat ieu sareng seueur deui ayat anu nunjukkeun pangarsa supados abdi dilamangkeun.
I then can pray the prayer of faith without wavering or doubting.
Rasa abdi tiasa manjatkeun doa anu lahir tina iman teu cangcaya sareng ragu.
And I believe I receive it, and then I shall have it.
Dipercanten sareng nampi hal eta lajeng abdi baris ngenginkeunana.
Jesus said to believe you receive when you pray.
Yesus nyarios sing percaya yen maneh bakal narima asal waktos maneh ngadoa.
He didn't say believe because things look different.
Anjeun teu nyarioskeun sing percanten sabab seueur hal katingali beda.
He didn't say believe when your body starts to feel different.
Nyarioskeun sing percaya waktu awak maneh mimiti karasa beda.
He said believe you receive when you pray.
Nyarios sing percaya yen maneh nampi hal eta waktu ngadoa.
I receive by faith.
Abdi nampina ku iman.
The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Kitab suci iman nyaeta dasar tina sagala hal anu kurang diharepkeun.
The evidence of things not seen.
Bukti ti sagala rupa anu teu katingali kurang.
A friend of mine was in a meeting.
Kararencangan abdi dongkap dina hiji ibadah.
The preacher was preaching on the subject of healing.
Nyohotbah nuju hotbah ngeunaan kawarasan.
He invited people to come to the front to have hands laid on them for prayer.
Mulem jalma-jalma kang odongkap kapayun supados anjeunna tiasa numpangkeun panangan deung ngadoakeun.
Man came up who had a large cancer growing on the side of his face.
Dorang pamegat kana kanker nu ageung dina gigireun raraina.
It was terrible looking.
Pikasieun.
Hands were laid on him and he believed he received his healing.
Pananganna tumpangkeun anjeunna percanten yen anjeunna tos nampi kawarasan.
He prayed the prayer of faith.
Dia ngucapkeun doa lahir tina iman.
He didn't immediately look differently or feel differently.
Ngaraoskeun benten.
But he lifted his hands and said, I thank you, Jesus, by faith I am healed.
Tapi anjeunna ngangkat panangan sareng ngaraos abdi ngucap syukur ka anjeun Yesus ku iman abdi damang.
People around him looked at him and said, you're not healed. Look, you still have the cancer on your face.
Nu digigireunana ningali sarta nyarios saderek teu didamangkeun tingali. Kankerna oge aya keneh di raraina.
He said, by faith I am healed.
Anjeunna ngawaler ku iman abdi damang.
He said, I believed I've received it and I will have it.
Dipercanten abdi parantos nampi abdi pasti nampina.
He said, my part is to believe I receive. God's part is to remove the cancer.
Bagian abdi mung percanten abdi tos nampi. Bagian Allah anu miceun eta kanker.
He came back to the meeting the next night and the cancer was still on his face.
Jina dongkap deui kana ibadah dina wengi salajengna kanker eta masih aya di raraina.
The people said you're not healed.
Jalma nyarios saderek teu didamangkeun.
He said by faith I am healed.
Ku iman abdi damang.
Said the prayer of faith was prayed for me last night and I believed I
received. Walerna doa anu lahir tina iman dipanjatkeun kanggo abdi wengi tadi abdi.
He came to the meeting the next night.
Anjeunna dongkap ka abdi dina wengi lajengna.
And everyone was shocked.
Setiap jalmi mani heran pisan.
The cancer was gone.
Kankerna tos teu aya.
There was all new skin growing on his face.
Aya kulit nu enggal di nu raraina.
They said you're healed.
Saderek didamangkeun.
When did it happen?
Iraha ieu kajantenan.
He said by faith 2 nights ago when the preacher prayed with me.
Ku iman 2 wengi kamari waktos nu khotbah ngadoa sareng abdi.
He said, and last night as I was washing my face, the cancer fell out in the sink.
Wengi tadi, waktu abdi si beungeut kanker eta murag kana bak kukumbahan.
That never would have happened had he not first believed he received.
Ieu mah kungsi kajantenan upami anjeunna teu percanten yen anjeunna parantos nampina.
We have the responsibility to believe we receive.
Urang gaduh tanggung jawab ngajawab kanggo percanten urang tos nampina.
But if I pray, Lord, if it be your will, heal me.
Abdi ngadoa pangeran upami ieu teh pangersa anjeun kanggo ngadamangkeun abdi.
That removes all responsibility from me.
Ieu ngajauhkeun sadaya tanggung jawab ti abdi.
If I pray for someone, Lord, if it be your will, heal this person.
Abdi ngadoa kang hiji jalmi pangeran na ieu teh pangersa anjeun ngadamangkeun.
I'm basically saying this.
Kawitna mah abdi nyaros kieu.
Lord, I don't know if you desire to heal this person or not.
Pangeran abdi teu terang upami anjeun kersa ngadamangkeun atawa henteu.
And I know you're going to do whatever you want anyway. So you really don't have to listen to my request. Whatever happens is fine with me. Jesus never prayed, Lord, if it be your will, for any sick person. He never prayed that way at any time for a sick person. He knew the Father's will. Now, Jesus did pray that we should teach us to pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yesus ngajarkan ka urang kanggo ngadonga yen pangarasa bakal dipedamel di dunia sareng di surga.
Look quickly with me at Matthew chapter 6.
Angat tingali Matius pasal 6.
Matthew chapter 6, and we want to read verses 9 and 10.
Matius pasal 6 ayat 8 dugi ka 10.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Matius pasal 6 ayat 8 ku sawetak sembahyang teh kudu kieu. Nun amanulingi di sawarga jenengan amamu gi disucikeun.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Kerajaan amamu gi rawuh, pangersa amamu gi laksana di dunia sapertos di sawarga.
Jesus said we're to pray that God's will be done on earth just like God's will is done in heaven. God's will is carried out perfectly in heaven. Is there any sickness in heaven? The Bible tells us there is not. Because it is not God's will that his people be sick. In my mind, I can't imagine sickness in heaven. Think with me for a moment of a picture. God turns to the Archangel Michael and says, Deliver a message to this missionary in China. And the Angel Michael says, Don't you normally send the Archangel Gabriel to deliver your messages?
Biasana anjeunna miwarang malaikat Gabriel kanggo ngadugikeun amanat anjeunna.
God said, I would send him, but Gabriel is sick.
Allah ngandika, kami baris mutus manehna tapi Gabriel nuju teu damang.
He said, I even thought about sending Moses or Elijah, but they're both sick.
Anjeunna nyaros kami ge ngemutan terek mutus Musa atawa Elia, tapi keduanana garareng.
And then God says, and I'm just getting over a cough myself.
Ras Allah nyaros kami sorangan karek cageur tina batuk.
No, you cannot imagine that.
Saderek teu tiasa ngabayangkeun eta.
There is no sickness in heaven.
Daya panyakit di sorga.
And I'm to pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Nah, doa sapados pangersa lalaksana di dunia sapertos di sorga.
That gives me confidence to pray for healing.
Ieu masihan kayakinan ka abdi kanggo ngadoakeun kawarasan.
Again, faith begins at the known will of God.
Iman dikawetan ku cara terang pangersa Allah.
In John 14, Jesus said, If you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Yohanes 14, Yesus nyari, Sing saha, parantos ningali kami anjeun paros ningali Bapa.
Jesus is the will of God expressed.
Yesus teh pangersa Allah nu nyata.
And he healed all that came to him.
Anjeunna ngadamangkeun sadaya nu dongkap ka anjeunna.
He never turned anyone away.
Anjeunna teu kungsi nampik sawai.
He expressed the Father's willingness to heal.
Anjeunna nunjukkeun ka pangersa Bapa kanggo ngadamangkeun.
Anyone can say God is able to heal.
Tawae tiasa nyarios kala tiasa ngadamangkeun.
But that is not enough basis for faith.
Tapi dasar ieu teu cekap kanggo iman.
Faith is not only believing that God is able.
Iman sanes mung persanten yen Allah tiasa.
Faith also believes that God is willing.
Tapi persanten yen Allah kersa.
As we read the scriptures, we find that Jesus went to more effort. To demonstrate God's willingness to bless people than even God's ability.
Ngademonstrasikeun pangersa Allah kanggo ngaberkahan jalma anu leuwih tibatan Allah.
Look with me in Matthew chapter 8.
Nah, tingali dina Matius pasal 8.
We find the story of a centurion that came to Jesus.
Urang mendakan carita ngeunaan saurang perwira anu dongkap ka Yesus.
Matthew chapter 8, we're going to begin in verse 5.
Matius pasal 8 urang bakal ngawitan ayat 5.
Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him.
Sesampingna Yesus ka Kapernaum, anjeunna dipapa ku hiji perwira anu nyuhunkeun tulung ka anjeunna.
I want you to notice that it says the centurion came to him. That will be important to us.
Masih antarang saderek kanggo merhatoskeun anu dicaraoskeun perwira eta tungkap ka anjeunna ieu penting kanggo urang.
Verse 6, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented.
Pokna nun juragan abdi teh gadus gandek. Keur ngalempreh wae di rorompok gaduh ka sawat lumpuh teu tiasa balakaya kalintang sangsarana.
Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him.
Dawuh Yesus, hade urang cageukeun ka kami ka ditu.
The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed.
Perwira teh nyarios, juragan teu layak rorompok kalingan ku juragan dawuhkeun saketsap. Tangtos gandek abdi teh cageur deui.
For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it.
Jalanan abdi oge aya di bawah parentah nanging gaduh ke bawahan prajurit. Pami abdi marentah indit ke prajurit, tangtos manena indit, nusa urang di parentah datang, tangtos datang, atanapi ke gandek nusanesna.
When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
Pada ngukitu Yesus ngaraos heran, tuluy ngadawuhkan ungiriring, iman anu sakitu pengguna, cekami moal manggi di bangsa Israel oge.
Come down with me to verse 13.
Teras dugi ke ayat 13.
Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour.
Yesus ngadawuh ka perwira, geura mulang, anu diharep ku anjeun kalawan yakin teh sing tina kanan. Harita kene pisan bujangna teh cageur.
I'd like you to turn with me to Luke's Gospel in chapter 7.
Angga urang buka Injil Lukas pasal 7.
Luke records the same story with the Roman centurion.
Lukas nyatet carita nu sami sang perwira Romawi teh.
But he adds some things that give us more of a larger picture of what happened.
Anjeunna nambahan masihan urang gambaran ulangkung ageungeunan naon anu kajantenan.
Let's take the time to read through this in Luke's Gospel.
Angga urang masihan waktos kanggo ngaos ieu dina Injil Lukas.
Chapter 7 verse 1.
Pasal 7 ayat 1.
Now when he concluded all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum.
Tamat sasauran ka jalma rea Yesus angkat sarta sumping ka Kapernaum.
And a certain centurion servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die.
Dirinya aya hiji perwira bangsa rumboga badega kacida kapakena badegana teh gering sahosin.
So when he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant.
Eta perwira ngadenge perkara hal Yesus. Tuluy menta tulung ka kolot-kolotna urang Yahudi. Ngangkir Yesus supaya badegana ditulungan.
And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving.
Tangis datang ka Yesus kokolot tekad sida ngarepna supaya anjeunna kersa nulungan. Piaturna, pantas upami ditulungan teh.
For he loves our nation, he's built us a synagogue.
Hargi jalminyahan ka bangsa urang, malah kantos ngongkosan ngadamel tempat ibadah.
And Jesus went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof.
Yesus rujuk tuluy angkat sareng. Barang geus meh tepi kanu dijug-jug amprok jeung sobat-sobat perwira teh anu mapag. Anjeunna katalatahan juragan teh kedah sumping ganjana. Abdi isin ka sumpingan isin panganana.
Therefore I did not even think myself worthy to come to you, but saying a word and my servant will be healed.
Cekap ku ngadawuh kieu, ku sakecap oge tangtos bari abdi katulungan.
Look down with me to verse 10.
Mangga urang teraskeun ayat nu 10.
And those who were sent, returning to the house, found the servant well who had been sick.
Jurungan-jurungan di pewarang mulang, ari daratang kasampak sebarega teh geus sageur.
Several things stand out to me in these two accounts of the story.
Sabaraha ngesankeun abdi dina dua carita ieu.
In Matthew's gospel, it said the centurion came to Jesus personally.
Di Injil Matius dicarioskeun perwira eta sumping ka Yesus secara pribadi.
In Luke's gospel, it says he never left his house. Luke says first he sent the elders of the synagogue to find Jesus. And then when Jesus was coming and got close to the house, then he sent some friends from the house.
Waktu si Yesus sumping serta tersakat ke kelompok eta, lajeng anjeunna ngutus beberapa urang sobatna ka bumina.
And the centurion remained in the house the entire time.
Perwira eta tetap lingi di rorompokna.
Why is there a difference between the two gospels?
Aya perbedaan kedua Injil teh.
Well, in the day when this took place, when you sent one in your behalf,
dina jaman ieu kajantenan upami saderek ngutus saseurang di luhur nami saderek,
it was the same as if you had come yourself.
Eta sapertos saderek anu dongkap.
When I would send someone to do business for me in my name,
waktu abdi miwarang saseurang kanggo midamel urusan abdi,
that man had complete authority and they considered it as if I were there personally.
Jalmi eta ngagaduhan otoritas sareng maranehna mikirkeun saolah-olah abdi aya di dinya sacara pribadi.
So much so that the Holy Spirit recorded it this way.
Sakitu seurna Roh Kudus nyatetna ku cara kieu.
Concerning the centurion.
Nyeunaan perwira eta.
That in itself is good news for the Christian.
Soranganna ieu beja kade kanggo jalma-jalma Kristen.
Because we're sent to the world in Jesus' name.
Kumagi urang diutus ka dunya di lebet nami Yesus.
He lives in us and dwells in us and we come in his behalf.
Anjeunna hirup sareng lingi di lebet hate urang-urang dongkap di lebet namina.
He's authorized us to lay hands on the sick in his name.
Anjeunna masihan urang otoritas kanggo numpangkeun panangan ka jalma nu gering.
He's authorized us to cast out demons in his name.
Anjeunna masihan otoritas kanggo ngusir roh-roh jahat di lebet namina.
And the evil spirits and the sickness must obey.
Roh-roh jahat sareng sagala penyakit kedah turut.
Because we're here in Jesus' name.
Urang aya di dieu di lebet nami Yesus.
Just as if Jesus were here himself.
Sami saperos Yesus nyari kanyalira.
There's some other things in this story I want to talk to you
about. Sanes dina carita ieu anu hade dicarakeun ka saderek.
I've done much study about this particular story.
Abdi seur diajar ngeunaan carita khusus ieu.
And historians of the time say that the centurion lived far outside of town.
Ahli-ahli sejarah di zaman eta nyeureuskeun yen perwira eta tinggal jauh di luar kota.
One commentary said he probably lived 20 miles distant, at least one full day's journey.
Di tafsiran nyeureuskeun panginten anjeunna linggi 20 mil jauhna sadinten perjalanan.
He lived many kilometers away. It would take a full day's journey to reach where he lived.
Anjeunna linggih puluhan kilometer jauhna meuyugikeun sadinten pinuh kanggo duwi ka tempat linggihna.
And so the centurion who loves his servant sends the elders of the Jews to find Jesus.
Janten ieu perwira anu mikasih gandekna ngutus sepu-sepu Yahudi kanggo nepangan Yesus.
He heard that Jesus had the ability to heal the sick.
Anjeunna ngadangu Yesus ngagaduhan kamampuan kanggo ngadamangkeun.
So it takes them a full day's journey to find Jesus.
Maranehna kedah nempuh sadinten perjalanan kanggo papendak sareng Yesus.
At this time Jesus' ministry is blossoming and many thousands are coming to hear him preach.
Dina waktu eta pelayanan Yesus parantos ngawitan sareng ribuan jalmi dongkap kanggo ngadangu anjeunna khotbah.
And here come the elders of the Jews say, "Jesus, will you come with us a full day's journey to heal one man?"
Beras dongkap sepuh-sepuh Yahudi. Yesus naha anjeun kersa sadinten sareng-sareng abdi sadaya kanggo ngadamangkeun saurang pameget.
Perhaps the disciples thought, "Oh, we wouldn't go that far for one person. We have large crowds here."
Panginten murid-muridna abdi teu kersa mios sakitu jalma kanggo saurang jalma, seueur jalma anu ngariung di dieu.
But Jesus said, "I will come and heal him."
Yesus nyarios kami baris datang jeung nyageurkeun.
And he walked a full day's journey.
Anjeunna nempuh sadinten perjalanan.
And the disciples had to walk with him.
Murid-muridna ngiring ka aranjeunna.
Imagine they've walked all day. The sun is beginning to set.
Ciptakeun maranehna leumpang sadidinten panon poe parantos tunggang gunung.
They're so tired and their feet are hurting.
Maranehna geus leuleus kumaranehna nyarari.
They get near the centurion's house and something happens.
Maranehna parantos saket bumi perwira eta sareng kajantenan hijal.
The door flies open and the centurion's friends run out to meet Jesus.
Panto muka sobat-sobat eta perwira lumpat kaluar ngawonepangan Yesus.
They say, don't trouble yourself, just speak the word from there, and my servant will be healed in here.
Marane na nyareos tong nyusakeun diri sorangan. Jeroskeun sakecap bae ti dieu tang tos gandek abdi damang.
Perhaps the disciples thought, don't trouble ourselves, doesn't he know we've walked 20 miles to get here?
Jadi murid-muridna tong nyusakeun diri marane sorangan. Nah, rancuna terang yen urang mapah 20 mil.
Why couldn't Jesus have spoke the word from back there and let him be healed in here?
Nah, Yesus tengucapkan sakecap oge didinya sareng anjeunna didamangkeun di dieu.
They were scratching their heads.
Narana ngagagarosira.
And then Jesus said, this is great faith.
Ras Yesus nyarios, nya ieu iman anu gede.
Now think about that story with me from inside the centurion's house.
Ayeuna emutan carita eta di lebet rorompok perwira eta.
He loves this servant. And he's getting worse and worse, perhaps at the point of death. He's tried the doctors and he's not gotten better. And it says he heard about
Jesus.
Perhaps one of the other servants came and said, Master, I have to tell you something.
Panginten gandekna nyarios, juragan abdi kedah masian terang, juragan ngeunaan hiji hal.
When I was in town last week, there was a crippled man that was healed by a man named Jesus.
Terus abdi di kota abdi menakan, nu lumpuh didamangkeun ku saurang pameget nu namina Yesus.
I saw it with my own eyes, perhaps he could heal your servant.
Abdi ningal nyarira, panginten anjeunna tiasa ngadamengkeun gandek juragan.
Perhaps another man in the centurion's household came to him and said this.
Pamegat sanes di rorompok perwira eta dongkap ka anjeunna sareng nyarios kieu.
When I was in town getting supplies a week ago, Jesus opened the eyes of a blind man.
Tos abdi baranya di kota minggon kamari, Yesus ngadamangkeun sacasa urang pamegat nu lolong.
The centurion said, "Are you sure he can do this?"
Perwira tanya nyarios naha anjeun yakin anjeunna teh sa ngadamangkeun.
They said, yes, Master, we've seen it with our own eyes.
Maranena nyarios, leres juragan abdi ningali ku mata abdi sarangan.
So the centurion gets the elders of the Jews and sends them to find Jesus.
Perwira eta, nepungan sepuh-sepuh Yahudi, sareng ngutus maranena ka ngumandakeun Yesus.
Because he knows Jesus has the ability to heal.
Anjeunna terang Yesus ngagaduhan kemampuan ka ngadamangkeun.
So the elders of the Jews leave and they're gone for a full day.
Sepuh-sepuh Yahudi mios sareng manehna mios salami sadinten.
In my mind, I see the centurion walking back and forth in his house.
Ya pikiran abdi perwira eta teungeunah cicing di bumina.
He makes them tell the stories about Jesus to him again and again.
Jadi ngajurungkeun maranehna nyaritakeun carita ngeunaan Yesus.
He's been waiting for 2 days now.
Anjeunna parantos-ngantosan salami 2 dinten.
And suddenly one of the servants says, Master, come and look.
Ujug-ujug salah hiji gandekna, juragan sumping sareng tingali.
The sun is beginning to set, but there's a group of people coming over the hill.
Perumpamaan surup, tapi ayah sekelompok jalma datang.
They're getting near the house.
Rena bukit sakat kata bumi.
And one of the men says, "I see Jesus. He's in the middle."
Dan jepa megat yang korowok. Abdi ninggal Yesus. Anjeun ayah di tengah-tengah.
The centurion said, "Are you sure? That's him."
Rena tanya Yesus, "Nah mana yakin eta Yesus?"
He says, "Yes, Master. That's Jesus. He has come."
Beres juragan eta Yesus. Anjeun paranto sumping.
And I can see a big smile come over the centurion's face.
Abdi biasa ningali hiji emut anu dirarai perwira eta.
Now he knows that Jesus is not just able.
Ina anjeunna terang yen Yesus teu mung tiasa.
He knows that Jesus is willing.
Anjeunna terang yen Yesus kersa.
He's willing to heal my servant.
Kersa ngadamangkeun gandek abdi.
Faith springs up in his heart like a fountain.
Iman mancar di hatena saperti hiji pancuran cai.
He says, "Go tell Jesus that's all I need."
Anjeunna nyarios geura miang caritakeun ka Yesus.
He doesn't need to come one step further.
Anjeunna teu kedah maju salengkah oge.
Let him speak the word from there and my servant will be healed.
Cakecap didinya sareng gandek teh bakal sageur.
Jesus marveled and he said, "This is great faith."
Yesus heran sareng anjeunna nyarios ieu iman nu ageung.
Jesus walked a full day's journey out of his way.
Yesus nempuh perjalanan sadinten.
To demonstrate the Father's willingness to heal.
Ngademonstrasikeun pangarsa Bapa kang ngadamangkeun.
We serve a loving God.
Rangalayanan Allah anu mikasih.
He can do anything.
Anjeunna tiasa ngalakukeun naon wae.
But his merciful heart wants to reach down and do something as well.
Atena nu ngagaduhan welas asih hoyong ngarangkul sareng midamel jal.
In order to have faith, we must believe that.
Berdasarkan keduaan iman, orang kedah percaya.
It is God's will to heal.
Pangersalah kang ngada mangkeun.
And when our heart can reach up and embrace that truth,
ate urang tiasa dugi sareng nyepeng eta babeneran.
We will begin to see sick bodies healed.
Urang awitan ningali awak-awak nu teu damang didamangkeun.
We can pray the prayer of faith with confidence.
Urang tiasa ngajukeun doa anu kudu lahir tina iman.
The Bible says when we do this, that the Lord will raise the sick up.
Pangeran bakal ngawaraskeun jalma anu teu damang.
I hope that you've got something from this lesson.
Abdi miharep sadaya kenging hijal tina pelajaran ieu.
We're going to be studying many important things together.
Urang bakal diajar seueur penting tina sasarengan.
The Bible says faith comes by hearing.
Kitab suci nyereskeun iman ayat tina ngadangu.
And hearing by the word of God.
Urang ngadangu dawuhna Allah.
We want to encourage you.
Urang bakal ngajurung sadaya
to trust God's word.
Kanggo percantan kana dawuhanana.
May God bless you as you seek Him with all your heart.
Mugi Allah ngaberkahan saderek sawatara saderek milari anjeun sapenuh hate.
Amen.
Amin.